And good morning. It's what is it? It's Tuesday, March the 10th, 2020, 10:37 a.m. Yeah, hi. I'm out in the morning. It's a cool morning. It's chilly a little bit. Official temperature is still in the 40s, but it feels more like 50s. It's 52 outside my back door. Where the sun is shining on me, it's pretty warm. I'm walking in the shade at the moment. I have my words. I did not get anything done on the Wizard's Butler yesterday. But I'm right on track, because I did 2 days worth of editing on Sunday. Now, the problem yesterday was there were too many interruptions. I think when I talked to you yesterday around noon, I still had something like 900 to 1,000 words to go. And I ran a little over, a couple hundred over, but it took until 3 o'clock before I finally managed to shake off the distractions and settle into the story and get some words down. It's definitely on its final approach. Today's day 149 on my streak, and I'm 398,000 and change in word count. So tomorrow I should break 150 days and 400,000 words. Rephrased, I have written 400,000 words in the last 150 days, assuming I make my goal tomorrow. Which is almost, I'm not going to say almost 100%, because I could get hit by a car or something, but pretty close to it. So yeah, yesterday was a bit of a, I don't know what you want to call it. Every time I turned around, I was not writing. I was sitting at the chair, I had the headphones on, the music was going, well, it's not music, the soundtrack was going, and I was not writing, I was doing something else. A lot of it was, the morning was broken up because I thought I was gonna have to take the kid to work, but she walked, and then I did have to go to therapy and stop for groceries on the way back, which is why I didn't get out until late yesterday. I came back and had some lunch. And, you know, by the time I got settled in again and got the episode posted, it was, I don't know, it was close to 1:30. 1 o'clock anyway. And it took me the better part of 2 hours to pry myself out of Twitter, to pry myself out of Discord, to turn my back on Facebook. And dig in to For the Words. But I made it. I killed off a quest this morning. I should kill off two or three tomorrow. I have a 20% bonus or penalty, depending on your point of view, for word counts. So if I have a 1,000-word monster, they're rated in both word count and time. You have to write so many words within the time frame. So if I have a 1,000-word monster, I only get credit for 800 words, but I only have to type 800 words, and then I can move on to the next one. So I stacked up, there's a new one that I gotta fight called a Clawadin. I think it's like a paladin, but it's a cat. So it's Clawadin. And I have to kill four of those to to do the next quest. I did one of them this morning, so I still have three. And they're 800 words apiece, but because I have a 20-point bonus, the three of them it's 2,400 words, but I only get 20% of that. So, might be enough to break 2,000. I may have to do something small tomorrow just to beat the word count. But that's the kind of... I talked about this with my therapist yesterday. Because we're always looking for ways to keep my brain focused on what I want to do. So the game does that by giving me overstimulation between the sound of my headphones and the game, and balancing the time against the words, against the clock, keeps me, on good days, it keeps me lined up nicely. Somebody's putting a roof on here. A lot of noise. Oh, here we are. There's two of them side by side. There's two buildings, they're getting roofs. I don't think it's the same building. It's... No, one of them was... One of them looks like it's almost done, the other one is just starting up. They're tacking down the tar paper. Oh, and this one across the street is going to... That's a multifamily. And the one beside it. Somebody's soaking the hell out of the insurance companies on the third one. I would not want to live in this neighborhood for the next few days. And that one over there, that's four. So one tucked behind as well. I don't know, I can't see. Trees blocking it. But yeah, that's a lot of roofs. A lot of roofing. Somebody's making a lot of money. It's not the homeowners. It's not the insurance company. Ah, this place looks cool. It's gonna go in. Looks like concrete gray slide siding. Looks like vinyl siding. I got a little piece of it up, a little chunk of it up on the end here. Really bland, really drab. Looks like nice places though. Well, driving home from, I went and picked the kid up from work last night, and they've got a sign up. They're putting in some multifamilies, three family homes in the empty lot behind this last row of single families here in the neighborhood, and the light industrial retail zone across the street from it that's been being under development for the last, I don't know, 2 years. And the units are going for $295,000. I'm pretty sure that's not for all three. I'm pretty sure that's per unit, which is a little bit staggering. That probably explains why my property taxes went up, because the overall prices of housing in this neighborhood has gone way high. Did I walk past the monk post and not slap it? I don't feel the tingle in my hand. I was busy looking at the buildings and not paying attention. So yeah, okay, no monk post today. We're still recording, it's worth checking. Make sure I actually did start recording. I'm just so spacey. So I didn't get to read very much yesterday either. I didn't get to do much of anything except sit in front of the computer and be frustrated for most of the day when I wasn't doing something else. One thing I did do yesterday, which was fun, and which I'm going to reap the benefit of at lunchtime, is I broke open the grill for the first time this year. I usually grill all through the winter, but this year, no. Just not with it. But I broke open the grill last night and grilled some chicken breasts. Came out pretty good. No marinade, no extra seasoning, just chicken on a grill, which is not to be confused with chicken on a raft, but hey-o. It was good. And I got a chicken breast left over so I can make some chicken ramen for lunch. I'll split a block with my wife and throw some veggies in, it'd be delicious. You can tell I'm hungry. I'm already thinking about lunch. It's not even 11 o'clock yet. Is it? I don't think so. 10:50. No, it's not 11 o'clock. Not even 11 o'clock, I'm thinking about lunch. I may have to make another pot of coffee. Two of us going through the pot of coffee, that's, you know, usually takes us morning to get through the coffee. This new coffee maker is lovely, but it's one of those glass carafes with a burner under it, and the burner goes off after 3 hours, but I turn it on at 5:30, so by 8:30 in the morning the carafe has started to cool. By 10:30 the coffee is pretty much lukewarm, if there's any left in it. Three of us, my daughter drinks coffee, so three of us, we go through a pot of coffee pretty early. It's not usually a problem with it cooling off as much as I'm out of coffee before I'm ready to switch to water. wife is not feeling terribly well. She's got a chest cold or something. She sounds phlegmy. Lovely day though. Holy cow. There's a lot of clouds around. There's a lot of cloud up there. It's mostly high thin clouds, cirrostratus for the most part. There's a few little bunches of cumulostratus way up. And there's a cloud deck off to the southeast. So there's some sort of front moving way over that way. A little bit of cloudiness off to the northeast. But it's a beautiful morning. It is really gorgeous. I have to unzip my hoodie because it was getting like too warm walking in the sun. I need to get my glasses changed. I can see better without them than I can with them. That's not a good sign. I mean, it's always been the case that I could see a little bit better, but when I clean them, the lenses seem like they've got like water running across them. I don't know if it's the coating that started to flake off or what. Morning. It's not like I haven't had these glasses for like 5 years, so. It's almost time for my checkup, so I have to think about that. Maybe the next checkup I'll get new glasses. Every once in a while I think, oh gee, it would be fun to have fresh new glasses. It's like, what would you pick? And the same frames? No, it's not exactly new glasses. The frames aren't that big a deal. They're kind of expensive, but the lenses, because of the Invisalign, that's not Invisalign, what's it called? It's a bifocal without the line in the middle of it. I think Invisaligns are braces, teeth. Anyway, I'm almost back. Struggling for things to say because I really haven't done much. I did a little bit of reading while I was cooking, waiting for the chickens to cook. I'm still reading Let It All Burn. Who is it? Denise Grover Swank. I still like it. It's a good story. The struggles of between the woman and her mother and her grandmother, and kids, her ex-husband, and the humor of it is lovely. I'm just enjoying it. I don't feel the need to edit it, so it's nice having one that I don't feel like I have to pay attention to it too much. I can just enjoy the story. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.